A word for you from Genesis chapter 19, verse 19 and 20. Behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have shown me great kindness in saving my life. But I cannot escape to the hills, lest disaster overtake me and I die. Behold, this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Let me escape there. Here Lot makes this miserable, measly demand of God, spoken to these angels whom God has sent to rescue him and his family. Some of his family were lost, his sons-in-law had been destroyed, even his own wife had been turned into a pillar of salt. The angels had said what God said exactly. They used word for word what God had commanded. And in verse 17 it says, "Do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the hills, lest you be swept away." Lot objects. Now, he was objecting not just to these gentlemen. He just thought they were gentlemen. Didn't realize they were fully angels of God. "Oh no, my lords," he says. He still has the arrogance within him to demand that he be rescued in his own way and not in God's way. Perhaps you too, you realize you need salvation, but you'll have it your way. You want God to do this and that for you, and you have your list of demands. You say, "Oh, perhaps I'll get saved. I will stop with this sin if you do this." Well, that's Lot's direction. Remember that it met with disaster despite God's mercy. Lot admits that God has been gracious to him. He has found favor. In other words, God showed him undeserved mercy. He admits that great kindness has been shown in saving his life. But then he says, "But I cannot escape to the hills, lest disaster overtake me and I die." What a miserable excuse. This is God's command. Get radically away from the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah. Go right up into the hills. But Lot thinks that it's too radical. And he decides on a little town. He calls it a city, but it's really a little town. And he even says so. "Behold, it is a little one. Let me escape there." We've been speaking on the theme this week of little things matter. Yes, small things matter to God. And here Lot pleads as if though he has the right to plead. "Let me go to the place I want to go to. After all, it's just a little town. It's a small one." He starts by saying it's a city, but now he says it's a little one. "Let me flee there." He doesn't want to escape in God's way. Are you like that? You plead what you think are little things, but it can lead you to perdition.